Republican Senator Tim Scott inches closer to presidential bid. By Nick Gilbertson on March 22, 2023. Senator Tim Scott, RSC, continues to inch toward a potential presidential bid with events planned in the first three Republican primary states next month while the super PAC gears up to support him. Scott, who The Wall Street Journal reported last month was laying the groundwork for a presidential bid, is expected to come to a decision sooner rather than later. A person close to him told Politico as he is set to appear in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, the first three Republican voting states, in the coming weeks. The junior senator from the Palmetto State will be in Iowa on April 12 and New Hampshire on April 13 before hosting a Faith in America summit in South Carolina in the following days, according to Politico's Natalie Allison. The senator's team has reportedly been sending invitations to the summit to both national and South Carolina GOP donors, which Allison points to as the most concrete evidence that he is likely to follow through with a campaign. A person familiar with the event told the Associated Press that high-level fundraisers and supporters would be in attendance. The Opportunity Matters Fund Action Super PAC is also aligning itself with Scott in apparent anticipation of a forthcoming presidential bid, another hint towards his plans. Former Senator Cory Gardner, RCO, is heading up the PAC that raised nearly $40 million between 2021 and 2022, as Open Secrets reported. It ended the midterm elections with some $13 million still in its war chest. Though the vast majority of polls show former President Donald Trump as the frontrunner and Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, as his closest competitor, Gardner said that Scott would have a legitimate shot at the nomination if he decides to run, according to Politico. An anonymous advisor to Trump told the outlet that Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, has pushed for Scott to be the 45th presidential running mate should he win the nomination. However, Scott's team refuted the idea that a bid for the White House would merely be an audition for the vice presidency. The quickest way to get on the outs with Team Scott is to think of this as an exercise for vice president, the source close to Scott told Politico. Currently, only two other Republican candidates have joined Trump in the GOP primary field. Former Governor Nikki Haley, RSC, announced her candidacy last month, as did entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy. Tim Scott responds to Joe Biden, "Hear me clearly, America is not a racist country."